The pandemic's impact over the last year or so has been unsettling and uncomfortable for almost everyone. And for a certain group of us, the word disaster might be the best descriptor. But disasters don't just emerge because of global uncertainty. Sometimes they're a part of navigating our everyday challenges. And in her new book, Processed Meats, Essays on Food, Flesh, and Navigating Disaster, Flagstaff-based writer Nicole Walker opens up her personal life to explore, in part, how we exist as individuals and communities. And she's with me. So, Nicole, this is a deep collection of essays. How much of a link do they have to each other?
You know, they are deeply linked. And I think one of the ways that this essay collection works in particular is that there are certain themes that stir through all of the essays, even though each individual essay has a slightly different narrative. And so the story of the essay will be about, for example, my son who refuses to wear pants to school. He only wants to wear shorts and red cowboy boots. But the theme around it is thinking about different ways that we process understanding about how to talk to our kids. I process ideas about what does it mean to try to persuade a carnivore to become a vegetarian? How does one persuade some little kid to say, you know what, you really need to put on pants? And so these ideas keep churning through the book, even though the individual bits of story, these anecdotes, the personal essays are individual.
So I want to get back to that in a moment, but when we go back to the subtitle of your book, Essays on Food, Flesh, and Navigating Disaster. So for a lot of people, the last year or so has been a disaster, but when you are thinking about navigating disaster, can you give us, because I know a lot of the book is quite personal, can you give us some ideas of what you mean by disaster?
Yeah. So in a lot of ways, that is the hinge for the book, this idea of disasters. And some of the disasters are incredibly personal. Some of them are very invented and stress-based. And some of them are the global disasters. And one of the ways the book worked, you know, and I was able to engage the pandemic while I was revising this book is because I think the pandemic makes a really good bridge between these global catastrophes like climate change, like pandemics, but they are really centered in the person, right? The people that we've lost, the people we've known that have gotten really sick, and our personal lives have been so, you know, turned upside down. And so the rest of the book works in that same way where I think of these, you know, I experienced an inability to get pregnant at the beginning of my marriage. And then when I did get pregnant, my daughter Zoe was born really prematurely. And it was terrifying. And she was in the NICU and, you know, no one had any experience with this. But that story itself doesn't necessarily mean anything to the rest of the world, right? It's personally meaningful. It meant a lot for my family. But what does it mean to the universe at large? What does it mean to how we understand, you know, how our bodies work and what our expectations are? And so in crafting the book, I put that story alongside the story of how when you preserve tomatoes that you can... You can accidentally be preserving botulism or creating botulism in your jars. And you have this, I started to, you know, going back and forth about this one thing that we're trying to, you know, do really carefully. We're trying to make these preserved tomatoes, and sometimes it just doesn't work. And then going back to my story about having Zoe early, and that back and forth gave me an avenue to think about bigger issues, like how much control do we really have over situations, and what does it mean to be co-opted by microorganisms, right? And that was a really interesting lead into thinking about things like the virus and how much control we have over it globally, and then how much control we have over it locally by making our own choices to wear masks and to socially distance and that kind of thing.
I've talked to so many writers over the years. I'm always curious as to whether writing for them is cathartic, is a chore, or is something they just have to do or they just can't keep on going. How did this group of essays sort of help you define who you are as a writer and what it actually means to you to write?
Yeah, I love that question because, you know, right, I do feel compelled to write. I have, you know, this interest in communicating what's happening with me to other people. And I think that's, you know, this sort of surface layer need to be part of a community, be part of the long narrative we call human life. And so in writing, and when I was in the hospital with giving birth to Zoe, I was blogging about it the whole time, which feels at this point a little ridiculous. But the essay that I wrote about it later was very different than the blog post. And it's made me think that the catharsis might be in that original writing, that, hey, I need to get this out into the world so I can have people, you know, around me and support me. But what really makes that story live longer than that individual, you know, daily blog post was the work of trying to digest it on this more global level or abstract, meaningful level. And I don't know if it ends up being cathartic in that way, but it does make it feel like I'm crafting something as opposed to just experiencing something. The effort of writing both of those from both of those perspectives is really compelling to me too, just trying to distinguish between them. What am I really trying to do with this story? Especially when you're bringing your own little kids into it, what are you really, you know, who are you really trying to reach and to what end?
That is Nicole Walker. We've been talking about her book, Processed Meats, Essays on Food, Flesh, and Navigating Disaster. Nicole, great to talk with you. Thanks for the time.
Great to talk with you, Steve. Thank you so much.